Mark Glenn with his talk about the track for racing at Yarra Valley today. So quite possible we are going to get an upgrade throughout the program, as most would be expecting. With the eight races, Warren Huntley is with us to preview. How are things, Warren?
Very good, thanks, Nat.
What do you make it today?
Yeah, a few shorties right throughout the day. I think we're going to have to be pretty much pick our mark, and shopping for value was difficult, but I think we can finish in front. That's the main thing.
Well, let's have a look at it. The first event is over 1,200. We do have an odds-on favourite here, and we've seen it at the races, the two Carlon, who was placed on debut. It's at $1.90. Then we go down to $5 for Slide Choice, $7 for Here's Our Win, and then we've got Mashinka, who was at $4.60.
Yeah, I think justified favourite here in Carlon. Nards had trialled well going into that debut run. For maiden grade, they ran pretty good time here, better for that experience, and was strong to the line there, just swallowed late by the Besutton and Young trained runner. I think we can kick off with a winner, although at a short enough price too. Ahead of nine, Mashinka, who was solid enough first up, should get a nice run from the draw with Linda Meach aboard. I thought the first run to the new stable of Sly Choice was solid and would be fitter with that run under the belt, and I do think the race falls away. I had eight. Here's Elwin as next best. Keen on two, ahead of 9, 4 and 8.
So we go two from 9, 4 and 8 in race number one. We go over to race two. This is a three-year-old filly's maiden over 1,200 metres. Now, you can take out runners 3 and 6. We've got number 4, Lady, at 7.50, Linda Maria at 5, 3.50 for No Shame. Remura is at 4.60, Trunfio at 4, and Ultimate Gold is at 9.
Last hour or so, there's been some good money for Linda Maria. I think as much as $7 or $7.50 on the tab was available through the fixed odds only an hour or so ago. I think this is a pretty good race, Nads. The top end of this is probably going to produce some fillies that go on to running better races, and I think Linda Maria can be one of them, and she strikes dry enough ground here, and I'm assuming we're going to be on a good four by this time of the day, and I think that'll suit her. Recent jump out was very good without really being tested. I think she's going well, 5, Linda Maria, as is 7, No Shame, went to Balnarring for a jump out recently and controlled the speed, kicked away to run very well there. Remura, who's first up here for the Waller stable, another one, not in fast times, but going about the work well in jump outs and track work at Flemington, and 4 Lady had trialled well going into that recent first up run and down the line strongly. I think it's a good race for 5. The value's diminishing a little bit though. 5, 7, 8, 4.
So we go 5 from 7, 8 and 4. Now to the third, we've got a short price favourite in this distance maiden over the 1950. Here you can take out runners 10, 12, 13 and 14. Now we've got number 6, Shiraza, who is at the 3 runs back and been placed every run this prep. It's at $1.75, Sir Pelleas at 8, and Sovereign Love is at $3.80.
I'm with the favourite here. Now, it's short enough, but Son of So You Think's been running well and was pretty good against the pattern last start, and that's important. They weren't making a lot of ground at Moonee Valley, and Scherzer was a real eye-catcher from back in the field. Out to 1950 here suits, and a new reference has been placed all runs this preparation and looks to be going well. 6 out of 11, Sovereign Love, who was even placed at 58 grade going back a couple of runs ago, out to this trip, should suit. Emily Orr jumped significantly in distance last start. I was keen on her at Bairnsdale, and she was flat out disappointing there, but I think this run, with that run under her belt and just maybe ridden to have clearer air around her, she can improve. The form through Make Me Shiver and Ocean X from the previous run is just too good to ignore, particularly if you're playing trifectas and first fours. And 9 Baraka gets the tongue tied on, and I thought that was okay recently last start. Should get a nice run from the draw. 6, 11, 9, 3.
6 from 11, 9 and 3. We now go over to race 4. This race, you can take out 4, 11, 12 and the other scratchings. We've got a couple of equal favourites here in this fillies and mare's maiden. We've got number 2, Canstars, who's at 2.30. He's had the one run back this prep. Sonna Sali at 6. You've got Big Susie, who's fitted for 2 runs this time in. It's at $2.30. And you're looking at bigger odds for the others. So the market's telling you it really rests between two main horses.
And, look, I think that's right, Nards, although I certainly think Sonna Sali and Dream Factor first up are legitimate chances, but Big Susie getting onto drier ground here and assuming it will be by this time of the day, that was the excuse offered last start. Her previous run first up was good, and she's building to her maiden victory, and it could well be today for 7 Big Susie. Canstar has been consistent, obviously had a few tries, but was good enough. Again, probably a bit typical first up, but fitter with that run under the belt. Sonasali's shown a bit more at a jump out than we've seen on race day. Recent jump out at Murrumbeek was trucking along nicely without really being tested. Looks to be coming to hand well, and Dream Factor probably ditto, gets the blinkers on here. First up will be strong late. 7.258.
7 from 2.5 and 8. Now to race 5. This is the first leg of the quaddie today. It's a class 1 over 1,000. And here we've got number 1, Dry Creek Road, at $1.95. Mr. Mogul 3, down to the thick of it at $6.50. Too Hard to Handle is a $9 chance.
Yeah, good race for Dry Creek Road. I think Nancy would be quite a progressive horse. Similar connections to Rocket Tommy from the Johnson stable. And they look like they've got another nice horse on their hands here. The first two runs were terrific, and then thrown in the deep end, probably testing the water a little bit against Brave Song down the straight at Flemington. Ran pretty well in that race, and that form through Brave Song's held up very well. Importantly, he's trialled up nicely to resume here after being spelled following that run down the straight, and he looks ready to go. First up, number 1, Dry Creek Road, as does Mr. Mogul, who was solid to the line in a jump out down the back straight at Sandown recently. A few gear changes there, the tongue tie coming off. The thick of it gets the blinkers on and has race fitness on his side, so that could count in his favour here against a number of the major opposition that are first up. And Mamzelle Murdoch's better than we saw last start. Jumped out well subsequently, and he's much better on firmer ground. I think it's a great race for Dry Creek Road, though. 1, 2, 3, 8.
So we go 1 from 2, 3 and 8. Now to race 6, a 1950 metre 58. And here you can take out the 7. Number 1, Bellsbro at 8. 5 for Extreme Talk. Rex Bell at 360, Stornoway 420, Veritone is a $9 chance.
One of the usual suspects type of races here, Nards. I don't have a lot of confidence here, but I can understand Rex Bell being tight enough in the market. He's been going well in similar races, an inside draw and a visor going on today. Just might help find that length or so that he needs to get that win on the board. Going to go with 3 ahead of 4. Stornoway, whose form ties in with Rex Bell, there's probably not going to be a lot between them. A few of these have had plenty of chances and have probably reached their mark in 58 grade Nards, and a couple that maybe we don't have a handle on yet that could be on the up. 6 Veritone gets the blinkers on and gets up in distance, racing as though that will suit, and Publican's Choice, who's related to Self Sense from the Bright Oak stable, also getting up in distance here and less convictions than most. Low confidence race for me, put them in 3, 4, 6 and 8.
So 3 from 4, 6 and 8. We then go over to race 7. This is a 58-1500, and here you can take out runners 1, 3 and also 5. Number 2, Criminologist, is at 360, East West at 850. Then we're down to Broccolo at 650. Johnny Marg is at 4, 550 for Wide Open Road. Down to Romanov, who is at 8.50, and Chacal at $9.50.
Again, I think the market's identified the main chances here. Criminologist has come back well, got a first up win at 1,200 metres and has been staying around that distance range for the two subsequent runs. And I think really well suited now stepping up to this trip. 2 ahead of 7, Johnny Marg, who's been a bit frustrating, but a number of the runs are better than they read on paper. Was good first up, will be fitter with that run under the belt. Wide Open Road should get a lovely run from the draw, and East West will be off the speed and strong late. 2, 7, 8, 4.
So we go 2 from 7, 8 and 4, and then we're over to the last. Take out runners 1, 4, 6, 8, 13, and also the 15. We've got number 5, a Dr. Koto at 480, Tri Pink at 650, Star Virgo 320. Then we're down to 11, George's Host, who's at 9.50, and Monumental Lady at 6, with First Watch at 7.50.
Again, Nads, it's hard to find a hole in the favourite other than the last one was disappointing, Star Virgo, but a number of things in his favour today. He's on dry ground, he's down in grade from a benchmark 70, and he gets the blinkers on from a good draw. So there's a number of reasons why it's a bit of a D-day for Star Virgo, and he comes through some stronger form lines into this race. I'm going to go with 9 ahead of 11, George's Host. I thought it was terrific after doing a bit of work and battling on well last starter at Caulfield behind Blinder. Tri Pink can improve on that most recent run, and one I want to include at odds that's going to be better over further and deeper into the preparation is number 2, Avinsky, who looks to be coming to hand well. 9, 11, 7 and 2.
9 from 11, 7 and 2. What about a best roughy quaddy player of the day?
I think I'll know my fate pretty early. Now, it's my best is race 1, number 2, Carlon, and the value, although it has trimmed up in the last hour or so, race 2, number 5, Linda Maria. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 2, 3 and 8, second leg 3, 4, 6 and 8, third leg numbers 2, 4, 7 and 8, and home with numbers 2, 7, 9, 11. I'm going to play a running double through races 1 and 2 as my play of the day. First leg, 2 only. Second leg, numbers 5 and 7.
Fantastic. Thanks, Warren. We'll talk later when we discuss track work.
Thanks, Nath.
Warren Huntley with his look at Yarra Valley. It's now 12.